Three films are on the table this evening, two of them already playing, the other just opening. Unless you're in a different time continuum, you probably know the new Harry Potter movie is playing. It's Harry 6. David Yates, again the director, and again from another bestseller by J.K. Rowling, a lady who surely is rolling in the dough, she calls it Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. There's not much different for Potterheads in this latest tale about Harry, except maybe the script has even more shorthand in it. In case you didn't know, most people who see Harry movies have already read all the books. Certain things in the screenplay are to be understood, if you will. What's new is that the hormones are really surging in the lead trio of teenage characters, Harry, Hermione, and Ron, and Hogwarts has a new faculty member. He's Professor Horace Slughorn, played by the intrepid British actor Jim Broadbent. This is a great series of novels and films, mainly for the short of tooth who like their literature and cinema all Dickensian, except for the computer-generated fun of mid-air soccer and weird wizard-like things swooshing over the Hogwarts dining hall. And I'm also thinking if Harry 6 had been made in the American vernacular, it would have been better titled Gidget Goes Hogwarts. Holy Sandra D, no callbacks yet for Tiny Tim? Now let's take note of the ugly truth. That's the title of the movie, a racy, R-rated sex comedy set in a fictitious Sacramento TV newsroom. It's clear Sacramento citizens are proud of their city because every damn one of them, it seems, showed up for the screening at a Sacramento mall Wednesday evening. The line was long, so I'm lucky I had a reserved seat for this randy flick about a gal television producer, played by Katherine Heigl. She works at a bogus Channel 2 in Sacramento and is trying to bring up the ratings on a flaky news program using a cool, disheveled, chauvinistic ladies' man who makes rude but incisive comments on camera about how women think and act in sexual situations. This Dr. Phil-type cat of a host calls his segment The Ugly Truth. He's played by Gerard Butler. Both he and Heigl are quite good and show bracing chemistry in this funny yet predictable yarn that shows neat exteriors of the skyline of California's capital. Finally, a film in limited release that's very serious and contemporary. In fact, what it shows in real life is probably going on right now in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's called The Hurt Locker. I've been waiting to see this one since 2007 when I read it was being written and then to be made into a film directed by Northern California Catherine Bigelow. The script is by an American journalist, Mark Bohl. Bohl wrote the original Playboy article titled Death and Dishonor for a 2007 Iraq-oriented picture titled In the Valley of Ella. Charlize Theron and Tommy Lee Jones headed that cast, with Jones getting an Oscar nomination. The Hurt Locker tells the story of a U.S. Army IED disposal unit with a new guy on the team, played by Jeremy Renner, a Modesto native. Renner's character, Sergeant James, defuses roadside bombs like he plays video games, but with the life and death consequences of what happens to a guy if he screws up messing with an IED. The tension and suspense seldom wane in this steely, dry, and sweltering film that has the appearance of a Baghdad war documentary. It boasts cameos by well-known film actors Ralph Fiennes and Guy Pearce. Fine acting, great handheld camera work, and film editing make Locker seem like the real stuff. Sergeant James is trying to not think about his baby boy and a floundering marriage back in the States. Other grunts in the squad have their own shrink-needing issues, mostly related to the long, repetitive hours of duty they've been pulling since the invasion and occupation. Yes, you can stir the PTSD with a swagger stick in the Hurt Locker. Besides up-close combat as well as IED defusings and bomb detonations, adult male bonding and father-to-son relationships are what's up front in the Hurt Locker. Director Bigelow keeps the heat on with an incisive dissection of all that's macho in today's military on the ground. And that's the irony of this film. The director is a woman. Bigelow seems to understand what makes a stressed-out male tick better than we guys do. Four cheers for Catherine Bigelow. Keep 'em coming, gal. Shot in Jordan and British Columbia, The Hurt Locker is the best film I've seen so far this year. I recommend it, and although it assaults you with the unholiness of war, I advise you to approach the picture without trepidation, just like Sergeant James does in his straight-ahead, heads-up manner, slogging to yet another IED hidden somewhere in the sand. I don't want to P.O. Sylvester Stallone with this, but I'd call the Hurt Locker not just macho, but macho verite. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.